President Bush did today what many around the world have been urging him to do to try to stop the violence in the Middle East. He announced that Secretary of State Colin Powell will travel to the region next week to lead a new U.S. push for peace. NPR's Pam Fessler reports from the White House.
The president and his aides said an increasingly bleak picture in the Middle East had forced the United States to take more aggressive action. The president today said that U.S. envoy Anthony Zinni had reported being on the verge of a ceasefire agreement last week, but all that ended with the Passover bombing attack that killed more than two dozen Israelis.
In the days since, the world has watched with growing concern the horror of bombings and burials and the stark picture of tanks in the street. Across the world, people are grieving for Israelis and Palestinians who have lost their lives.
The president said without the United States stepping in, the situation could spiral out of control. He placed much of the blame on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, who remains under siege in his headquarters in Ramallah, surrounded by Israeli troops.
The situation in which he finds himself today is largely of his own making. He's missed his opportunities and thereby betrayed the hopes of the people he's supposed to lead.
The president said Arafat has to live up to previous commitments to stop suicide bombers and other attacks against Israelis, and that other Arab leaders must do the same.
I call on the Palestinian Authority and all governments in the region to do everything in their power to stop terrorist activities, to disrupt terrorist financing, and to stop inciting violence by glorifying terror in state-owned media or telling suicide bombers they are martyrs.
To those who might want to widen the conflict, the president had two words: stay out. He singled out Iraq, Iran, and Syria for encouraging terrorist activities. The president also said that Israel needs to do more. He said the Palestinian people deserve to be treated with respect by the Israeli government and that eventually they should have their own Palestinian state. The president repeated that the United States understands that Israel has a right to defend itself.
Yet to lay the foundations of future peace, I ask Israel to halt incursions into Palestinian-controlled areas and begin the withdrawal from those cities it has recently occupied.
He did not set a deadline for the withdrawal, but aides say he would like it to be as soon as possible. The president's statements, made in a Rose Garden appearance with Secretary Powell, followed a week in which the administration was broadly criticized for not doing more for peace in the region. For much of the week, the president expressed support for the ongoing efforts of Anthony Zinni. But a senior administration official, speaking on background, said the administration stepped up its efforts today because of growing concern that the violence would spread and that the deteriorating situation was affecting America's best friends in the region. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.